Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you've been in Dublin over the past couple of days, you'll have noticed the streets absolutely packed with American visitors. And it's mainly down to the Aer Lingus College football classic game between Georgia Tech and Florida State University. It's taking place at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been soaking up all of the atmosphere leading up to the event. And he's with us in studio. Listen, what is happening? Because it's not just the game tomorrow, Josh.
No, it certainly is not. This game, I suppose, which is becoming an annual event at this stage, it's turned into a roaring success in terms of bringing footfall into the country and revenue. Like, the real beauty of this is that some of the more than 25,000 visitors who've travelled here from abroad, they don't just stay in Dublin. They'll travel to your part of the country, my part of the country, they'll kiss the Blarney Stone or head to Connemara. Yeah. So it brings in a nice boost as we draw a close on the end of the summer. Events kicked off on Wednesday as the main flock of the fans started to arrive into the country. You have pep rallies, fan zones. Smithfield Square has been renamed Seminole Square. This is another name for Florida State team. There's flags and bunting around the city. Certain pubs, especially down around Temple Bar, of course, they've draped the front of their buildings. Like, the advertising, the promotional work gone into something like this is just huge. Look, it's American football at the end of the day.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, on the entertainment front, never been too far away. Of course, you're right in the thick of that.
Yeah, so Andre, there are different events on in the pubs. A radio station is broadcasting from Temple Bar for most of the week from the US. The teams will be coaching GA players from Ballyboden, St. Enda's,
and that, yeah.
Yeah, Kilmacud Crokes as well. So I don't know, they're putting them through their paces up there. ESPN is broadcasting a pre-game show for the first time outside the US on Dame Street on Saturday. TG Cahir is also showing the game. So look, these pep rallies, I suppose they're events that are planned for fans to go along. They get all psyched up ahead of the game with entertainment and cheerleading. So the first of these kicked off in Merrion Square yesterday, and I went along to meet with some of the fans of all different teams, and look, it's fair to say they're excited to be in the Emerald Isle.
We're from Kansas City, Missouri, and we're supporting IMG.
Is it your first time in Ireland?
Yes, first time here.
And how are you finding it so far, apart from the,
the weather is great. Great weather, man.
For the summer.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you looking forward to getting up to?
Well, we're looking forward to the games. And we walked around last night. We're still kind of hurting from the travels, so still a little tired. But I've been to England and all that before, lots, but I've never been to Ireland, so it's the first time here.
And will you stay for a few extra days? Will you get to see some of the country?
Yes, we're staying until Monday.
Yep.
What were your expectations coming to Ireland?
I don't know what I thought.
Are you a big football fan?
Nah, not really. I play basketball.
Okay, so you're here for the holiday? And
to watch my nephew play.
Oh, your nephew's playing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be there cheering him on?
Yeah.
We're coming from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Came here for the IMG football game.
And how are you finding Ireland so far? What have you been up to?
Absolutely love it. One of my favorite places. I've got ancestry from Cork, so getting back to those roots has been nice. I was here exactly a year ago today, and so it's a good reunion tour for me.
Yeah, so you must have had a good time if you came back.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite countries to visit, and I've been all over the place.
And any plans now while you're here? Is there anything else you need to
take off
your
list? Yeah, we did the castle, going to do a few of the other activities that are on our agenda, and you know, just see the country, and mostly just spending time with the people is the best part.
Darren Pickett, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and here to support IMG.
Going to the big game on Saturday then?
Of course, yeah. You got to come to the big game too. That's going to be great.
And have you got a connection to the team?
No, other than just being a fan of football. The real football.
Is it your first time in Ireland?
It is, and I absolutely love it.
What are you getting up to so far, or what have you been enjoying?
The pubs. The pubs, the beer, Guinness, the whole experience. It's beautiful.
Yeah, this must be some money spinner for the country when you think of the thousands who are here.
You better believe it, Andrew. So it's expected that the economic impact from this year alone will be 115 million.
Wow.
If you look at the projected impact by the entire current five-game series, you're talking 500 million. So look, American dollars are being spent. The game is sold out. I was actually taken aback by the size of the teams, the crews of each college. When it comes to the actual people directly involved in the event, Aer Lingus flew in 1,122 passengers, including players, coaches, backroom staff. But when it comes to the knock-on effects, Andrea, as I said about fans travelling outside of the capital, making a holiday out of it, I met with the CEO of Tourism Ireland, Alice Manzer, and Alice says it's the perfect opportunity to showcase what the country has to offer.
The impact is really far-reaching. So of 47,000 tickets sold, 25,000 of those are to US visitors. And we know that the US is our highest revenue tourism market. These are visitors who tend to stay for a week. They travel around the regions and even Northern Ireland while they're here. And in total, the economic impact is likely to be 115 million euros from this game.
And I suppose it's not just about the dollars being spent this week. It's promotion of the country. I know it's not on par with St. Patrick's Day, but it probably comes as a second in terms of spreading the word of Ireland out there.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That is really true. It's both an opportunity to bring people in for the game, as we talked about, but it's also an opportunity to promote Ireland and all we offer to the fans back home. So, for example, this year we've got the ESPN pre-game footage happening in Ireland for the first time. They're going to be filming on Dame Street and around Dublin to see what the fans are up to. And Tourism Ireland has also supported ESPN in providing snippets of footage of golf in Ireland or trips that you can take around the island. And all of that footage is going to be reaching 3.5 million viewers across the US. So in all, between the pre-game footage and the game footage itself, there will probably be 3 hours of footage coming from Dublin going right across the US with our broadcast partners.
And just the members you represent, are they having a good summer season? I don't know, is there mixed reports out there when it comes to hospitality?
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say the reports coming back are mixed. There are some really positive signals. For example, air access is up 5% compared to last summer. We're hearing from our hotel booking platform partners that they're seeing more hotel rooms booked from overseas than this time last year.
So I imagine you'd like more of these international events coming to Ireland. Is there anything, like, should we be actively encouraging anything in particular? Is it the sport? Is it art? What should be next on the list?
Well, we've had a great summer for events, I think, between concerts and then this game. Overseas visitors, like our US game fans who stay for longer and travel around more, are of particular benefit to tourism businesses.
Yeah, Alice Manser from Tourism Ireland there. You mentioned, Josh, about the economic impact and the numbers that are travelling here for the game, but the logistics that have gone into this must be off the scale.
Oh, this takes years of forward planning. So we know what it's like when there's a big game in the Aviva anyway, but when you have both teams coming from across the Atlantic and the money involved here, Andrea, with college football, it just ramps all the preparations up a gear. Even yesterday, I was out at the Aviva at the Georgia Tech's practice session and there was a press conference with the players, but everything was ran with very tight formalities. It was all by above board. And this is college football. There was media there from the US who follow each of the individual colleges around, yeah, wherever they go. I don't know if we have something like that here, but look, there's one man who's been involved in this from the very start, and that is director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, Padraig O'Kane. He tells me they're optimistic this will run on for another good few years to come.
2012 was when it really went to another level, and that was the Navy bringing a game into Ireland, and certainly a lot of us got the feel for then, how could Ireland host this on a regular basis, and a game happened in 14, and then we really got going with the Aer Lingus series in 2016. Believe it or not, because of trying to get a fixture and COVID, etc., the first game of the five-game series happened in 2022. This is the third of that five-game. It's at a sellout level. This is very close to our business model. Last year, we had only about 8,000-9,000 tickets to sell to the Irish market. So this year is very more closer to the business model we've established. People from Florida and Atlanta are all over Ireland at the minute. They're down in Killarney, Kilkenny, Galway. Last weekend in Galway, I believe, it was chaos with coloured scene, etc. So this ain't a normal sporting event. These people are coming on holidays. They're staying on an average 6.7 days, so many days in Dublin, so many days in Ireland, and that's what makes it really, really special.
Can you give us any indications now of future plans, any plans to extend it?
So it's really interesting you ask. We're actually with our partners at the moment to extend out to 2036. We've now got an opportunity, and if Ireland doesn't take it, someone else will come and eat our dinner. We constantly get approached by two stadiums in London to move this over, etc. We're up against competition in the States from neutral site visits from different cities that have huge investment to bring into stadiums, etc. So we want to really cement Ireland's place in Dublin's place as the international venue for the opening up of the college football season, and we have the opportunity to do so. So we're with partners now, and we would hope certainly in the next sort of 6 weeks that we will be able to announce the series on an annual basis out as far as 2036.
That's great news if it'll be expanded to 2036, Josh.
Oh, sure it is, sure it is.
Yeah. Will you go?
I will, but I'll be going more so as a neutral fan, just taking in all the spectacle, the pom-poms, everything that goes with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like it'll be absolutely incredible. Listen, Josh Crosby, thanks a million as always, Josh, for giving us a little flavour of the American Football College Series.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.